Today's Lenten devotional is written by the Reverend Robin Sharp, class of 2018. Normally, I would not consider myself a vocal feminist. It isn't that I don't believe in gender equality, because I do. Perhaps I am not a vocal feminist because I consider gender equality to be broader than between males and females. I am, however, intrigued by the Apostle Paul's reference to the women, Euodia and Syntyche. In a culture where men are considered, quote, superior, he is asking this young church, his little companion, to help these women reach an understanding. Paul values these two individuals as being as important to the growing church as the men who have also engaged in the same work of the gospel. And yes, he is doing so because their disagreement is bitter enough to harm this community. It is not the topic of the disagreement that is disconcerting. The crisis Paul addresses is where genuine peace is lacking. Christ cannot be present. Doesn't this underline the importance of the women in this Philippian church? Paul did not cast aside their quarrel as immaterial because they were women, and therefore little or no harm could come from it. He saw it on the same plane as the frictions found in the book of Acts. Circumcised or not, kosher diet or not, and adherence to the temple rule and customs or not. These were subjects of disagreement that could have shattered the fragile young church because Christ could not exist within that friction. Paul has long been considered to treat women in the church as subservient. I admit in leaning this way. His encounter with Lydia, the merchant of the purple dye in Acts 16 verses 13 through 15, as well as today's passage, tells the world otherwise. Today, I see Paul tell us the love of Jesus breaks barriers and works towards trust and forgiveness. Isn't that the message of the cross? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we continue to learn and grow through your peace, your grace, and your love. Please help us to remove the roots of dissension from our souls, bringing peace into your kingdom. Amen.